This Morning, America's First News, starts right after this.
Great news. There's a quick way you could save money. Switch to GEICO. GEICO could help you get great coverage at a great price, and it only takes 15 minutes to see if you could save 15% or more on car insurance. Go to GEICO.com today and see how much you could save.
From Compass Media Networks, this is America's First News. This Morning with your host, Gordon Deal.
The flooded Midwest. Good morning, I'm Gordon Deal, along with Jennifer Koschenka on this Tuesday, March 19. Thanks for being with us, and here's what we have for you this hour.
Although the Missouri River may crest today, officials say parts of the Midwest may face serious conditions for another 7 days following severe storms.
The investigation into the mass shooting in New Zealand is expanding, with authorities looking at the suspect's travel history.
Potential presidential candidate Joe Biden has given himself a nickname, but is it still applicable?
And in the weeks before the filing deadline, where to find free tax prep services.
For a lot of folks, it's like they are so worried about getting the tax prep done that they may miss some of these opportunities to get it done for free. And it's always worth looking at that, because depending on the complexity of your return, you might be talking about a couple hundred dollars.
Kelly Grant at Acorns plus CNBC on where to get your taxes filed for free. She's here in about 20 minutes. At least three people have been killed from flooding in the Midwest. That's caused hundreds of millions in damage, and the misery isn't over. The region is seeing the aftermath of a storm known as a bomb cyclone. 64 of Nebraska's 93 counties have declared emergencies. State officials said 290 people had to be rescued. Damage to the state's livestock sector was estimated at about $400 million. Damage to Nebraska's highway system was estimated at hundreds of millions as well.
Lincoln's water is safe to consume. The flooding has not contaminated our water supply.
Chris Beitler is the mayor of Lincoln, the capital.
We are strong enough to persevere in the face of this challenge, most certainly.
The Missouri River, the longest in North America, was expected to crest at 47.5 feet today, breaking the previous record by more than a foot. Warmer weather will speed the pace of snowmelt and add to already swollen rivers, causing problems for at least another week. In the wake of a mass shooting in New Zealand, lawmakers face challenges as they seek to further restrict gun laws. For example, the accused gunman in Friday's attacks that left 50 people dead was a licensed gun owner who bought firearms and ammunition online. New Zealand set a one-week deadline to propose changes to gun laws. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern has the support of her inner circle of lawmakers for tightening gun laws, an issue that has divided previous governments.
Our gun laws will change. Cabinet met yesterday and made in-principle decisions 72 hours after the attack. Before we meet again next Monday, these decisions will be announced.
But lawmakers face hurdles to limiting firearms ownership in a country whose economy has a large agricultural base. Meanwhile, investigators will examine the alleged gunman's social media presence and his overseas travels through countries including Pakistan and Turkey. California Congressman Devin Nunes is suing Twitter for $250 million. He says the social media company negligently failed to remove defamatory and malicious tweets against him and his family. Appearing on Fox News, the Republican said he was going after Twitter and a handful of its users for, quote, shadow banning conservatives, including himself, to influence the 2018 election by censoring opposing viewpoints.
What we're doing here is we're actually going after Twitter first, because they are the main proliferator and they spread this fake news and the slanderous news.
Acknowledging the role that Twitter plays in modern politics, Mr. Nunes accused the platform of proliferating only the content they supposedly agree with. He said they need to come clean. They're not a public square. They are content developers. Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey, by the way, testified before Congress last year that as a private company, Twitter retains the right to censor speech. It's 10 minutes now after the hour on This Morning, America's First News. FMLA, FLSA, ACA, EEOC. It's harder than ever for businesses to keep up with today's evolving alphabet soup of regulations. What's a company to do? Kronos. With Kronos, you can minimize compliance risk and track HR policies, making sure they're applied consistently and fairly. HR, payroll, talent, and timekeeping in one unified system, all with a proven implementation approach and simplified, transparent pricing. Learn more at kronos.com/compliance. Kronos, workforce innovation that works. Thanks for spending time with us. Welcome into Tuesday. If former Vice President Joe Biden enters the race for president in 2020, he may redefine what it means to be middle class. Middle class Joe, as he calls himself, has a multi-million dollar vacation home. His main residence is valued at nearly $2 million, and he can pick up as much as $150,000 for a speech. There's also a book deal.
I'm told I get criticized by the new left. I have the most progressive record of anybody running for the United, if anybody who would run.
Mark Caputo, senior writer at Politico, says middle-class Joe has done quite well financially since leaving office in 2017. Mark, explain.
When Joe Biden first got into the Senate about 45, 46 years ago, he promised not to get rich while in office, and he held true to that. Joe Biden always had this middle-class, working-class guy sensibility to him. But since leaving office, the vice presidency, Joe Biden has done what a lot of folks have done who have been in office and had a high level of attainment. He's been able to profit off of it, and everyone's done that, or various folks have done that, nothing wrong with it. The problem with Biden is that his rhetoric now doesn't match his bank account. Joe Biden still says, hey, I'm middle-class Joe, but the reality is if you look at his finances, you look at the $2.7 million vacation home he bought in Delaware, you look at the fact that he inked at least a seven-figure book deal.
Yeah.
And that Joe Biden charges $100,000, $150,000 for speaking engagements. He's no longer middle-class Joe Biden, as he calls himself. He's upper-class Joe Biden. Now, for Biden folks and for Biden, middle-class isn't just a financial status. It's also kind of a sensibility, a feeling. And as a result, they argue, look, this is more take Joe Biden figuratively, not literally. But in the end, middle class means middle class, and Joe Biden ain't middle class, at least not anymore.
So figuratively, then, will people still accept this nickname?
That's a great question. We're going to have to see. You know, we have a really big Democratic primary, what, 14, 15 candidates already. We all expect Joe Biden to get in. He'll be the 16th. He'll be the big dog at first, at least most polls show that if he's not the clear front runner, he's kind of tying with Bernie Sanders. Depends on the poll. And this is what campaigns are for, is it's a battle of ideas, it's a battle of campaigns. So whether voters buy it or not, or whether Joe Biden keeps trying to sell the fact that he's middle-class Joe, we're going to have to wait and see.
He can make, more in about four speeches than he could all year as president of the United States. He's got a $2.7 million vacation home at the age of, what, 76. Why would he want this job?
Well, I think the job of owning a vacation home, hell, everyone wants that. But more specifically, why would Joe Biden want the job of president? Well, he feels like, you know, he's sort of, not to quote Beto O'Rourke, who just entered, but sort of kind of born to it. Remember, Joe Biden has run for president at least two other times.
Yeah.
And he's been a heartbeat away from being president as being Vice President Joe Biden for 8 years. So it's really difficult to look at the limelight, having been in the limelight, and not want to get back under the limelight. And I think that's what you're seeing with Biden.
We're speaking with Mark Caputo, senior writer for Politico, covering the Democrats in 2020. He's got an interesting piece entitled Middle Class Joe Rakes in Millions, a reference to Joe Biden, the former vice president, who it seems is going to announce he's running for president. What else did you find here that was of note, Mark?
I think what's really of note with Joe Biden is that he does have a real base of support among kind of your traditional working class. And I understand working class is a little different from middle class, but now they're synonymous in certain regards. But with big labor, labor unions like Joe Biden, specifically we had quoted in our story the head of the International Association of Firefighters, who they basically rolled out the red carpet for Joe Biden and said, you know, please run, Joe, run. About 2 weeks ago or a week and a half ago, Biden spoke at their Washington conference, and he was greeted by Run, Joe, Run chants. So the support that Joe Biden actually has is real. And the question is how wide is that support? how deep is that support and how resilient is that support? And that's what we don't know until he actually kind of steps in the ring and we see him throw a few punches and take a few as well.
Thanks, Mark. Mark Caputo, senior writer at Politico. 20 minutes after the hour on This Morning, Jennifer Koschenka is here with more of America's First News.
According to New Zealand's prime minister declared today she would do everything in her power to deny the accused mosque gunman a platform for elevating his white supremacist views after the man dismissed his lawyer and opted to represent himself at his trial in the killings of 50 people.
He is a terrorist. He is a criminal. He is an extremist. But he will, when I speak, be nameless.
30 people are still hospitalized following Friday's mosque attacks, with 9 listed in intensive or critical condition. Dutch police have arrested a Turkish-born suspect believed to be the gunman who killed at least 3 people and wounded several others on a tram in the city of Utrecht, an attack authorities are treating as a possible act of terrorism. Dutch Minister of Justice Ferdinand Grapperhaus says the 37-year-old man had a criminal record but wouldn't comment on whether he had been previously flagged as a terror suspect.
We do not know as yet as to what his motives are. We do not exclude any type of motive.
Dutch police today arrested a third person on suspicion of involvement in the tram shooting. British Prime Minister Theresa May's battered Brexit strategy has been dealt a further blow after the Speaker of the House of Commons unexpectedly blocked her government from putting its departure deal to lawmakers for a third vote. That boosts the chances of a long delay before Britain leaves the EU. More than 1,000 people are feared dead in Mozambique 4 days after a cyclone slammed into the country, submerging entire villages. The cyclone could prove to be the deadliest storm in generations to hit the impoverished Southeast African country of 30 million people. Over the past 20 years, Americans have been twice as likely to sweat through record-breaking heat rather than shiver through record-setting cold. According to an AP analysis, since 1999, the ratio has been 2 warm records set or broken for every cold one. And quite the snafu last night for the big women's NCAA tournament reveal. It got leaked 2 hours early. Someone at ESPN let the cat out of the bag around 5 p.m., 2 hours prior to the live bracket show. For the first time in 12 years, UConn isn't a top seed. They got a number 2. The top seeds, Baylor, Notre Dame, Mississippi State, and Louisville.
Oopsies.
Yeah, that was a big oopsie.
Come on.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jen. 22 minutes now after the hour. On This Morning, America's First News. Thanks for joining us. How much did you pay to do your taxes last year? However much it was, you may have overpaid. Millions of people are eligible for free tax preparation but don't realize it. Here's what to know about it from Kelly Grant, senior editor at Acorns plus CNBC. Kelly, give us guidance.
For a lot of folks, it's like they are so worried about getting the tax prep done that they may miss some of these opportunities to get it done for free. And it's always worth looking at that because depending on the complexity of your return, you might be talking about a couple $100 to get this all done.
All right. So the IRS has a program, which I think you and I have talked about before, but I didn't realize there were others.
So, yeah, the big one, of course, would be Free File, and that's a partnership with the IRS and something called the Free File Alliance. It's basically a group of tax preparation software providers, including some big names that you know, like H&R Block and TurboTax.
All right. So to qualify for this, you need or must do what?
So there are a couple of things you'd want to think about in terms of whether you might be able to take advantage of a free filing program. The first one is how much money do you make? Most of these programs, whether it's through the IRS Free File, through particular software providers that have deals on their own sites, AARP has a program. Oftentimes, these are tied to making a certain amount of money. For something like Free File this year, it's about $66,000, although you will want to go through their tool to just make sure, because if you're close to that number, certain deductions or other things you might have in play could influence, you might still qualify.
All right, so if you only have also perhaps like a W-2,
yep, right, simple is key here for sure. Most of these programs, they want you to just have like some W-2 income, limited investment income, you're claiming the standard deduction. As soon as you get into that realm where you're like, well, I work for myself and I have all these different sources of income and, you know, crazy investments or that you're itemizing, that's when they're like, whoa, slow down. We might need to have you pay for this because you're sort of asking for that different level of expertise.
We're speaking with Kelly Grant, senior editor at Acorns plus CNBC. She's written a piece entitled "Score This Best Kept Secret: Free Tax Prep." The number of people who qualify is staggering. Isn't it say like 70% of folks could do this?
And that's how they set it every year for this free file program, where that's where that, you know, that $66,000 threshold we talked about earlier comes into play. They set that threshold every year so that 70% of people could qualify for this. You know, but then very few people end up using it. There was a report from the Taxpayer Advocate Service that came out. It was about 2.5 million people that ended up using this in 2017. So, you know, when you're talking about maybe 100 plus million people who could do it, and then 2.5 million people actually doing it, that's a pretty big missed opportunity gap there.
If you choose the free file option, you could find that on the IRS website, I presume?
And that is the way to go to figure it out.
That's amazing. And part of this, as you pointed out, the IRS, it's not like it's got some marketing arm, right, where it's promoting all this.
They used to have a marketing budget for this to really promote this program, and they just don't now. So, you know, it is to some extent, you know, people who don't know about it or don't realize that they could qualify for it.
Thanks, Kelly. Kelly Grant, senior editor at Acorns plus CNBC. Hey, don't forget, by the way, we can connect on social media. You can friend us on Facebook. You can follow us on Twitter at This Morning Show. You can follow me directly on Twitter as well at Gordon Deal. 30 minutes now after the hour on This Morning, America's First News. With all the recent news about online security breaches, it's hard not to worry about where my data goes. Making an online purchase or simply accessing your email could put your private information at risk. You're being tracked online by social media sites, marketing companies, and your mobile or internet provider. Not only can they record your browsing history, but they often sell it to other corporations who want to profit from your info. That's why I decided to take back my privacy by using ExpressVPN. ExpressVPN has easy-to-use apps that run seamlessly in the background of my computer, phone, and tablet. Turning on ExpressVPN protection only takes one click. So if you ever use public Wi-Fi and want to keep hackers and spies from seeing your data, ExpressVPN is the solution. Protect your online activity today and find out how you can get 3 months free at expressvpn.com/Gordon. That's expressvpn.com/Gordon for 3 months free with a 1-year package. Visit expressvpn.com/Gordon to learn more.
America's First News is online all the time. Follow us on Twitter at This Morning Show, like us on Facebook, or send us an email, thismorning@compassmedianetworks.com.
Coming to you today from the Dell Studios, Dell Small Business Advisors can help you maximize this year's budget and find the right business PC with 8th Gen Intel Core processors. Call 877-BUY-DELL. That's 877-BUY-DELL. The college admissions scandal has exposed the extreme lengths some wealthy families will go to secure a spot for their child at their dream college. It's possible to find and stay in a college with life-changing potential, even without exponential resources. Indeed, the schools that educate the bulk of American college students get a small fraction of the attention and aren't nearly as selective as the colleges caught up in the alleged bribery scheme. MarketWatch reporter Jillian Berman has a few tips to finding and staying in a school that's right for you. Jillian, take us through this.
Hearing a lot, of course, about all of the lengths that you can go to help your kids get into college if you have money. So this piece just kind of explored what you can, you know, sort of do for free or for limited funds if you're trying to work on getting into college.
One of the things we've certainly seen, I think, in the wake of that scandal is your point number one, and that's don't obsess over prestige. Explain that.
Yeah, so I think that's probably, you know, one of the most important points. There's, you know, a lot of the schools that got caught up in this are, you know, they're very prestigious. They're, you know, quote unquote name brand schools, and attending schools like that do confer, you know, certain advantages, but it is possible to, you know, to go to a college that maybe not everybody has heard of, or, you know, some people have heard of, and still do well. So, you know, if you don't tie yourself in knots to get into a specific school, that can really help.
And, I mean, many, many times, right? You've seen it, I've seen it. It comes down to what you make of it.
Yeah, exactly. So that's, and, you know, a thing that we know is that depending on your major, really, you know, sort of the level of difference that a degree from a specific school can make varies. So if you are doing, you know, something that's pretty in demand, and where the curriculum is going to be pretty similar across different colleges. So, you know, STEM, in a lot of cases, that's true of STEM. You know, your salary is not going to vary too much.
And I thought there was an interesting point made, too, about, well, some of these prestigious schools, you just have better connections. Well, somebody said in the story, I think, you probably had those connections even before you enrolled as a freshman anyway.
Yeah, so that's kind of, you know, what we know about a lot of these more prestigious schools, right, is that in many cases they sort of reproduce an advantage that people already had. So, you know, they educate, you know, by far there's a much larger share of wealthy students at these schools. And so, you know, they bring in with them experience with some of this stuff and actual connections. And then when they leave, of course, that... you know, that transfers too.
Yeah. We're speaking with Market Watch reporter Jillian Berman. Point number three, number two, with regards to always pay attention to graduation rates.
Yeah. So, you know, so something that does happen, and I think that was exposed a bit by this, you know, or discussed a little bit by this scandal, is that the bulk of students do not attend the colleges that people have heard of. And in a lot of cases, they do okay, but it is true that those schools are often underfunded. They don't get the kind of resources that the super famous schools do. And so that means they may not have the resources to push students through college as quickly as possible. So you do want to pay attention to, you know, how well your school is doing on graduation. You know, it's some motivated students, it won't matter so much. Like, they may be able to overcome that resource deficit, but it is something to keep in mind.
How about point number eight? Don't panic once you get there.
Yeah, so that's, you know, a lot of students, I think, from, you know, sort of from all income backgrounds, heading to college for the first time can be a tough transition. But, you know, if you come from a family where your parents didn't go to college, or, you know, there's just not much experience in your family with college, it can be, you know, a real culture shock. There's a lot of, you know, sort of college, especially these, you know, more elite schools, it's a space kind of designed with a certain level of wealth in mind. And so, you know, it can be hard to deal with that. But if you find yourself struggling, you know, the worst thing to do is to kind of like panic and give up. You know, you made it there for a reason, and you got to just find the help you need.
How about to applying to a range of schools?
It's good still to, you know, to have a range, especially if you are someone who, you know, you're going to need some help financially. You want to make sure that you have a few options, so you can kind of like weigh what's the best money saver for you.
Thanks, Jillian. Jillian Berman, reporter at MarketWatch. She also mentions in her story free resources that may help students get started. Big Future is a site from the College Board. Another one is called Get Schooled. Beyond the headlines now, this morning's Mike Gavin is here with a look at some of the other stories you'll be talking about this morning.
Good morning. Well, good news if you love Lucky Charms but hate all that pesky actual cereal getting in the way of pure marshmallow gratification. Apparently you're not alone, because General Mills is planning to give away just boxes and boxes of marshmallow bits. According to Fox News, General Mills has officially announced the return of its coveted all-marshmallow variety, which was first produced for a 2015 sweepstakes and later resurrected for a 2017 promotion. This time around, however, the cereal company is upping the amounts, giving away 15,000 of the boxes as opposed to the 10 they offered in 2015 and 10,000 in 2017. This year's version of the limited edition offering will also be getting nothing but unicorn and rainbow marshmallows. But fans won't be able to simply walk into their local supermarkets and pick up a box of Lucky Charms marshmallows. In order to win a box, you need to enter a code found on the inside panel of specially marked boxes of regular Lucky Charms at a website for a chance to win. The site also offers mail-in, no purchase necessary option. Mm. So there you go.
Okay.
Yeah, so this is kind of like we talked about Oreos a week ago. We talked about the amount of stuff. You know, would you want just like a big pile of like Oreo stuff?
Yeah. Yeah.
A package of stuff. I feel like all marshmallows is too much. And I feel like all stuff is probably too much stuff.
Yes. Well, I mean, Lucky Charms to me.
Yeah.
Vastly overrated.
Yeah. They're not even great marshmallows, to be honest here.
To me, There's Captain Crunch,
yeah,
which is your elite level cereal.
Yeah.
And then the rest are like in the B or C category, including Lucky Charms.
Yeah. I'm a Fruit Loops guy.
I would put Fruit Loops in the elite category also. The Flintstone soup, or the milk then became like the color of the of the cereal itself,
yes,
and you could drink it from the bowl afterwards.
Right.
Flintstone cereal, top notch, elite level, like, yes, Captain Crunch, like Fruit Loops.
Also Fruit Loops.
Yeah, but not Lucky Charms, in my opinion.
And we all know by now, Gordon, that Steph Curry has some serious range. There's seemingly nowhere on the court that the Golden State Warriors guard can't hit a shot from, and he proved it last night. In closing seconds of the first quarter of a game in San Antonio, Curry heaved a shot from the three-point line on the other side of the court with play-by-play on ESPN.
Curry, three-quarter court. Good! Off the glass! Beats the buzzer with a banked-in three for his first triple of the quarter.
Unfortunately for Curry and the Warriors, the Spurs surged in the second quarter and wound up winning the game, but Curry's buzzer beater was still the shot of the night.
So that was his first three-pointer of the game.
Of the game, yes.
Why didn't he just continue to shoot them that way the rest of the game?
Well, he probably should have, because his shooting night actually wasn't very good. I think it was 9 for 25 or something like that on the night. Probably, yes. If he'd taken more from that side of the court, they might have won the game.
Just take the inbounds pass and chuck it 60 feet.
Yes.
Come on.
Yes.
Where's the coach picking up on these small nuances throughout the game,
yes,
right?
He's 1 for 1 from three-quarters court. You got to play the percentages, right, Gordon.
It's not his first one either. He's like one of a handful of guys who's hit like multiple shots beyond 50 feet in his career.
That is a specialty of his.
Let it fly, right?
There's nothing small about your business. Your passion, your hours, your reputation, it's all huge. Your partnerships, even bigger. With Dell Small Business Technology Advisors, you'll get the tech, advice, and one-on-one partnership to help your business grow. Because with reliable Dell PCs with Intel Core processors, you can focus on what matters most, getting business done. Call 877-BUY-DELL to speak with an advisor today. That's 877-BUY-DELL.
I used to have a sweet tooth. Had it removed when I was a kid. So what do I crave instead of chocolate? A big red box from Grainger. Grainger satisfies my craving for great customer service with 24/7 support, effortless ordering, and same-day pickup or next-day delivery options. No busy signals, no cavities. I love Grainger. You know why? Because when it comes to reliable product and technical support, Grainger's got your back. Call or click Grainger.com to see for yourself. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Thanks for joining us. Well, unlike the Super Bowl, cord cutters won't get to experience the March Madness for free. The college basketball playoffs are being telecast on four networks: CBS Broadcast, Plus, Cable TV's TNT, True TV, and TBS, beginning today. The Turner broadcasts are available by streaming, but only after viewers have authenticated their cable subscriptions. A workaround for cord cutters from Jefferson Graham at USA Today: do a trial run of cable TV alternative services. Monthly subscription services like DirecTV Now, Fubo TV, Hulu with Live TV, and YouTube TV all feature CBS in their lineups and free 7-day trials. He said you'll have to enter your credit card and stay on top of things to make sure you decline to subscribe before the trial is over. CBS All Access also has a free 7-day trial. In addition, the Sony PlayStation View service, which also offers CBS programming, has a 5-day trial. 8 minutes now in front of the hour on this morning. Jennifer Koschenka is back with more of America's First News.
Gordon, a historic flood emergency in the Midwest has claimed at least 4 lives in Nebraska and Iowa. More than 4,500 people have been evacuated from their homes in Nebraska, Iowa, and Wisconsin, while countless homes and businesses have been damaged. Chris Beitler is the mayor of Lincoln.
We can do this. We are the descendants of pioneers, are we not, who braved the harshest of conditions imaginable and survived to build this great state and this great city.
Flood-related road closures have left some towns completely cut off. The Missouri River is expected to crest in St. Joseph on Thursday. New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern today praised the bravery and courage by mosque worshippers as a lone gunman massacred their friends and family, saying the nation stands with its grieving Muslim community in this darkest of days. She vowed never to say the attacker's name.
And to others, I implore you, speak the names of those who were lost,
rather than the name of the man who took them.
As preparations for the first burials were underway for the 50 people killed last Friday in the Christchurch mosque mass shooting, Arndon ended her speech with an Arabic greeting. We're learning more about how the National Enquirer got its hands on intimate texts between Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos and his mistress. The Wall Street Journal reports the Enquirer's publisher paid $200,000 to Lauren Sanchez's brother for the text, which dovetails with a conclusion drawn by private investigators working for Bezos last month. Apple is broadening the update to its flagging line of iPads, adding a new iPad Air and iPad Mini to help shore up a floundering business unit that has reported five consecutive years of declining sales. The updates are the first for those products in about 5 years and improve on the last version of the devices with faster processors, more sophisticated displays, and the ability to use Apple's Pencil stylus. The iPad Air costs $500. The iPad Mini goes for $400. The company's iPad business last year declined 4.4%.
Might be at a level of tech fatigue now.
Yeah, the iPhone and iPad are starting to wear out a little bit.
Not enough great new stuff coming from them, I guess, right. Plus what costs $4 million for a phone these days. Thanks, Jen. 6 minutes now in front of the hour on This Morning, America's First News. Thanks for being with us. An apple a day may keep more than the doctor away. Fox News says a man who pretended to be an apple-tarian, that is, he pretended to eat only apples as part of a prank, is smarting from some losses. The anonymous dieter wrote about his alleged act on Reddit, seeking feedback on if he went too far with his gag. He wrote that his friends thought he was joking, but they underestimated how committed he'd be to a joke. The anonymous poster said it took about a week before his friends began to believe he was an Appletarian. He says 3 weeks in, though, his friends held an intervention explaining how concerned they were. He says at that point, he broke into hysterical laughter and explained his prank. The joke, though, seemed to backfire, as the poster wrote that his friends were actually really annoyed, and also admitted that his girlfriend broke up with him, claiming, quote, he embarrassed her for a dumb joke on a date after allegedly telling the waiter he only wanted apples for dinner. For Jennifer Koshenka, I'm Gordon Deal. Thanks for listening to This Morning, America's First News. Great news! There's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. Geico could help you get great coverage at a great price, and it only takes 15 minutes to see if you could save 15% or more on car insurance. Go to geico.com today and see how much you could save.